This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Back in town. Look out, old Maggie is back.
Yeah,
Chris McMichael. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 202 on the Fan. McMonagle here with him. I got you for 3 hours. You know the deal. Taking it until 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. 888-808-1019. Fliegelman on the other side. And we're a day closer. Every day we're getting it. Just get me to Friday at 808. Game one of the World Series. And we'll talk plenty of baseball here this morning. Plenty of Yankee baseball. Juan Soto to the Mets might pop up again. It is a day that ends in Y, so I'm sure we have to talk about it. But I do want to start with the New York Giants real quick, because there was some news added today from the New York Giants as John Mara, the owner of the franchise, spoke up and answered some questions and settled some arguments and ended some debates, but still provided a big question mark for me. And if you haven't heard, John Mara, I believe at the premiere of a documentary on his late father, answered some questions about the coaching staff, answered some questions about the state of the franchise, answered some questions about his thought process right now as the season is spiraling out of control, spiraling out of possibility of winning. Another miserable season for the New York Giants is upon us at 2-5. And so the question is always asked when you're at 2-5, and now you're year three into a regime that had a successful year one, a miserable year two, and looking to have another miserable year three. What about the coaching staff, right? We've talked about it, and I've been on the record saying, look, I like Brian Daboll. I think he has shown a lot of reasons to believe he can be a good head coach in this league and is a good head coach in this league. But I've also said, hey, look, when you're an offensive coach and this is the offensive ineptitude that you continue to provide, even in the season they won, they didn't score a lot of points. Even in the season they made it to the postseason and won a game against Minnesota, they didn't score a lot of points. Joe Shane, right now, the GM of this team, and you're looking at an offensive line that's in desperate need of an offensive tackle, and they picked one in the seventh overall pick a few years ago, and he can't see the field. They got a wide receiver they drafted third when they can't score points, and they had their number one stud, Malik Nabers, down for a couple weeks, and he can't see the field, can't make a play, isn't involved in the offense. These are questions that need to be asked, obviously, for some, not so much for me. But the question about the running back position and Saquon Barkley dominating the Giants in the Eagles uniform and Bill Belichick openly questioning it. Oh, just for a couple million bucks, they decided to go get a guard or something instead of bring back their best player. All the different things circulating this team. And the one thing I will say is I give the owner credit for stepping up right now and ending it. Because the last thing you need is wild speculation constantly over and over again. The head coach, the GM, not so much the GM because he doesn't have to answer the questions, but the head coach constantly have to answer the question about whether or not he's worried about his job security, does he feel like he's coaching for his job, and all that. So to come out, and John Mara did come out and say he does not expect any changes this season, and certainly that would be the right thing. Firing Brian Daboll mid-season would be a mistake of just, I mean, it's hard to say epic proportions when your team is 2-5, but it would do nothing to benefit this team in any way, shape, or form. So that would just be stupid. And while John Mara has not been successful in his latest run over the last decade of running this franchise, I don't think anybody thinks he's stupid. And that would just be dumb. But he also went out there and said that he does not expect any changes in the offseason. So they are running it back. Brian Daboll, Joe Shane will be back. He will stick to this plan, to this group moving forward. And again, I like many aspects of this because you are seeing some young Drew Phillips and some other young prospects and draft picks that are developing quite nicely. And I do think Joe Shane acquitted himself, in my mind, very well in the Hard Knocks offseason edition with some sound football decisions. Some of them can be mocked now because the team is 2-5, and that happens whenever you lose. But I do have some faith in this group. But here is my main problem with what's going on from the owner, what's going on with the organization right now, and it's the idea that they have multiple, they have these two contradictory ideas right now, because not only did he say Brian Daboll will be back, and again, I think Brian Daboll is a pretty good head coach, and ultimately I have no problem with moving forward with him. He'll be back with Joe Shane, and again, I think Joe Shane is a smart football man who's been successful, and I don't necessarily think it's been a disaster where you have to move on from him, so I'm okay with moving forward. But he also stated again the confidence in Daniel Jones, and let me be clear on this one thing. The New York Giants, if they are going to move forward, if they are going to move forward with this head coach, and they are going to move forward with this GM, who were specifically brought here because of the job they did in Buffalo as assistant GM and offensive coordinator, both helping draft Josh Allen and then develop him into, and we remember he was the project quarterback. Him and obviously Lamar Jackson were the two project quarterbacks of that draft class. And to take him, develop him into what he is now and what he was, what he has been and what he was that last year with Brian Daboll, the second to last year with Brian Daboll. Like, they transformed a project quarterback into one of, if not, you know, the most talented quarterback in the NFL. This side of, obviously, Patrick Mahomes. That's why they were hired. That's what gave them the resume. That's what put their foot in the door. And that's what the Giants were hoping to bring here with Daniel Jones. Fine. It hasn't worked with Daniel Jones. And for the owner to come out and say, hey, we're being stable here. We're keeping our coach. We're keeping our GM. And you know what? I still have faith in this quarterback, and I believe he gives us the best chance to win. That's what the coach is saying. It doesn't make any sense. Because if you are going to stick with this coach and this GM, the only thing that makes sense is to allow them to draft and pick their quarterback of the future. And if you continue to play Daniel Jones, if you continue, especially now that you're locked into the future, to try and win every game you can, it is contradictory to what is the best suited strength of both of these gentlemen. The strength is developing and drafting and assessing the quarterback position. And if you continue to play Daniel Jones, and God forbid he gets hurt, and this, like he does every single year, by the way, and he gets hurt, and now he's on the roster for next year, locked in.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
You are cutting the legs out from this GM and coach to do what they do best. We're at the point now, 3 years in, that halfway through the year, heading into week eight, they need the vote of confidence from their owner. We're heading into a week eight of year three that the questions have risen to such a level that the owner feels it necessary to come out and give that vote of confidence, to say they're going to stick with him. So that means we're on the borderline of this regime failing. We're right there on the precipice of this regime failing. And if it fails without letting them do what they were specifically brought here because of what they did in the past and because of what you hope they could transform this team into with a young quarterback, if they never get that opportunity because of your stubbornness with the quarterback, it's going to be the biggest shame in recent Giant memory. Because you can't stick with him and then not allow him to do what he does best. You saw his face talking about Jaden Daniels in the Hard Knocks offseason edition. The coach is dying. I don't care what he says in the post game. I don't care what he talks about Daniel Jones, and it's not all on him, and he's made some plays, and we're sticking with him because it's the best chance to win. We know they want to move on. We know they deem it a mistake, the contract they give him. We know where the future of this team is, and it's not with Daniel Jones. Why not? I know you want stability. You've just provided it with the coach and the quarterback. Don't be stupid and go the extra mile and provide the stability of the quarterback position when all it can do is hold you down and limit the opportunity of letting these two guys do what they were brought here to do. It's counterproductive to continue to roll out Daniel Jones if you are moving forward with Dable and Shane. Those two ideas are diametrically opposed. And I know they're connected, even though he didn't draft him, because he gave him the contract. I know they made that decision to franchise tag the most popular player and best player on the team in Saquon Barkley and give the contract to this quarterback and pay him the big money. And furthermore, double down on it and openly talk in front of HBO cameras about how the idea is not to pay your $40 million quarterback and then rely on the running back. I get it. So they aren't completely diametrically in opposition. They're not completely severed of any blame or responsibility or ties to Daniel Jones. I understand that. But if you're going to stick with them, if you are talking about a stability of a franchise and you're tired of hiring, firing coaches and GMs and you believe in these two and you want to build forward with them, and it's not just about next year, right? If it was just about, hey, we're going to give them one more year, like, it's almost as if, hey, these are the guys I've decided to roll with. I believe in them. The NFL sometimes takes long, you know, paths back to being on top. We've been hindered by the decision of the quarterback. We got hindered by the idea that this rebuild was kind of cut short by a successful first year. But I do believe in what they do. I do believe in how smart they are. And I'm going to go forward with them beyond this year. They're the new regime I'm rolling with. If that's what you're going to do, the New York Giants desperately need to move on from Daniel Jones today, not at the end of this year, today. Because what's the point if they're stuck with him next year? What's the point if they don't begin this process of finding their next young quarterback? What's the point if they're rolling out Daniel Jones again next year? Because as great as Brian Daboll may be, and as much as I think he's a good offensive coach and has an opportunity to be so, it's not working with Daniel Jones anymore. I don't know how much we need to see. He doesn't throw the ball down the field. The stud wide receiver is claiming he's open. The coach reinforces that and says, yes, he was open sometimes. It's just, what else do we need to see? They had one good year where they coached mistakes out of him and told him to look for his first read, Well, first they told him, hand the ball off, and then if we ever do pass, look for your first read, and then tuck it and run. And that got them through an easy schedule and a couple of big-time defensive plays and a couple of fourth-quarter comebacks and one playoff win. And since that moment, it's failed them at every turn. You want to keep the coach? Fine. You want to keep the GM? Fine. You want to move forward with the triumvirate of the three of them and throw the quarterback in the mix? It makes no sense. The only reason to keep Brian Daboll and Joe Shane is to give them the ability to do what got them the job. Get a young, inexpensive quarterback here. Develop him, turn him into a franchise leader, and take the rest of your assets and build up this roster. That's how it needs to be done. And every day, every snap, every play that Daniel Jones is the quarterback for the New York Giants puts a possibility of not having that future come to fruition. It doesn't make any sense. We've already established now the owner's going to keep the coach. The only fear of not trying to go out and win is that the team could fall apart, right? That's your fear. It could get so ugly and so bad. You could have another Ben McAdoo situation on your hands. You've just given this coach the backing. You've just given the GM the backing. And don't tell me momentum plays and you don't want to end the season that way. Like, it doesn't matter. We've seen it before. They ended the season with a great playoff run and a win in Minnesota, and they opened up the next year with a 40-0 loss to the Cowboys. They're 2-5 again last year, and they won some games down the stretch last year and beat the Patriots at the end of the year and beat the Eagles at the end of the year. What did it mean? The only reason to keep winning is if you were unsure about the coach and you wanted to see if he could galvanize the group. Now that you're sure about the coach, I don't care about that. All I care about is moving forward. All I care about is making sure this franchise is in steady hands at the quarterback position. And every snap and every play that Daniel Jones is out there with the ability of getting hurt and making it impossible to continue that plan next year is a bad snap and a bad play and a bad game. Win or lose. There is no more winning with Daniel Jones. There is no more winning with Daniel Jones. Even if they win, they can't win. It's time to move on. Keep the coach. Keep the GM. Move on from the quarterback. Allow them to do what they do. Otherwise, you're just spinning our wheels here. It makes no sense to continue to show faith in Daniel Jones once you've established this group that is running the show is coming back. The coach clearly wants to move on. The GM is trying to move on. It's not about winning anymore. At 2-5, it's no longer about winning. It's about building this team. And the only thing that is absolutely detrimental to this team building forward next year is an injured Daniel Jones. And considering he gets hurt every single year, every game he plays is only an opportunity to bring that end. There is no positive end. There's only the worst case scenario left on the table. Eliminated. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. Obviously, we're going to do a ton of the World Series. We'll get into it. I want to talk about the two teams and the bottom of the lineups, the non-stars, the group that could. I've talked a lot already about how I think the bullpen and the innings you get from the starters are one of, if not the key matchup of this World Series. We all know Ohtani, Betts, Freeman, how important they are. We all know how Judge, Soto, Stanton, how important they are. How does this team match up when you get past five or six in the lineup? And how long are these offenses? And how deep are these offenses? And who are the guys who need to step up if they're going to bring a World Series title back to the New York Yankees? We'll do a little bit of that. We'll get to the Jets as well. And we'll get to Juan Soto and the New York Mets and the comments made by David Stearns and how we can read into it and who's going to hamstring the organization or how much money they have to spend. We'll get to it all on this Thursday morning, one day away. One day away from Game 1 of the World Series.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app